Welcome, everyone. You've tuned in to Paradigm Shifters. And boy, a lot of us want to shift our paradigms, the way we think, the way the world is going, or get in touch with the cutting edge of the world. And one of the paradigms we've lived in for a long time is the patriarchy. And a lot of us are working toward bringing the feminine up and balancing it out so that the feminine, the heart base, the loving, the healing, the nurturing, all of that comes forward. And I know that our guest today, Christina Maria Kramer, who channels Mother Mary but also has a huge list of healing tools herself, is working toward this on the planet. So I welcome you, Christina. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Thank you, Veronica. I'm so happy to be here with you. Thank you so much.
Well, let's play at all of this. Talk about the feminine, or really talk about who you are and how you rose into being a healer of all kinds, including the Barbara Brennan technique and the metamorphic, you know, there's a number of them. I don't want to get them wrong here. But what brought you into alignment with these wonderful arts?
Well, I think I'll start off maybe speaking about maybe my childhood.
Okay.
And I think I'll start off with maybe sharing about my connection with Mary and how things evolved from there. So I was raised Catholic, and so at a young age, I had a very strong devotion to Mary. And I, as a very young child, had very direct experiences, very palpable experiences with angels and one of my spirit guides in particular. I remember as a very young child missing my mother at night, so I'd get out of bed and go into the bedroom of my parents because I wanted to be with my mother. And there were times when, as I would walk to my mother's room, my spirit guide, who I've named Rachel, would actually pick me up and hold me.
Oh.
Yes, it was beautiful. And, you know, I share this story because as children, we're very open to all of this. And then as we become older, you know, it's not that popular with adults. And we're, you know, we're told that, oh, this is just an imaginary playmate or whatever. And I never told anyone about it, ever.
Wise.
But then many, many, many years later, you know, and as I got older, I thought, oh, that probably didn't happen. It's just my imagination. But then many years later, and it's probably like, you know, 30, 35 years ago, whatever, I had a channeled reading with a woman who was incredible. And she talked about my spirit guides, and she mentioned this guide who actually works with me in the realm of my healing work. And she said, and this one came to you when you were a child missing your mother.
Oh, how touching.
And I almost fell out of my chair because I didn't tell the channel this. And so I just want to say that, you know, our early childhood experiences where many children have seen angels and their guides, that we need to believe, you know, that these things really do happen and that they did happen for us.
Mm-hmm. Do you have children?
I don't have children, but I was a preschool and kindergarten teacher for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And so that was my first career. And so I really fostered this in those children. I would have children who were very creative and talented, and they would draw pictures, color pictures, and sometimes children would color rainbows over people. And I knew it was because they were seeing the auric field of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say my journey as a healer really began in my childhood. And what grew out of that was a strong interest in being a healer, but not till later. So in my childhood, I was around the age of 7 when I decided, or when I realized I had this great love for the Blessed Mother, and I told her that I wanted to help her. I wanted to help her bring love and peace to the world.
Aww.
And at a very young age, I knew the world wasn't the way I thought it should be. My mother had a beautiful statue of Mary, and I would take that statue and bring it into my room. And I would sit there with the faith of a child, and I would wait for Mary to appear to me through her statue like she did to the children in Lourdes and Fatima.
Wow.
And that never happened as a child. But I do want to share one of the miracles that did occur in my life with Mary. And this miracle is an example of how our prayers are always answered. They may not be answered immediately or in the way that we would like them to be or the way we think they should be, but our prayers are always answered. So about 5 years ago, I was leading a retreat in Assisi, Italy. And after the retreat, I went into a church. I was by myself, and the church had a beautiful chapel that I discovered. So I went in there, and it was absolutely beautiful. It was very divine feminine. It was dedicated to Mary. And there was the most beautiful non-traditional statue of Mary with these gorgeous eyes. And I sat there in the front pew, and I was just mesmerized by the beauty of this statue. And I actually went into a trance. And when I was in the trance, the church turned into a mist of golden white light. I did not see the church anymore. It was like I was transported. And Mary appeared to me through her statue, and I saw her moving, and it was more like a vibrational energy. And she was transmitting this incredible love to me. It was profound, and telling me how grateful she was that I listened to my calling in this lifetime, and that I kept my commitment to her since my childhood.
Oh, how touching.
And, yeah, it was really beautiful. And I don't know how long I was in the trance, but and Mary's gold, Mary's gown was like this luminous gold. And then after I came out of the trance, I took my digital camera and I took photos of the statue. And what came out in some of the photos were Mary's apparitions.
And
I am going to be, that was one of the many miracles. But I am going to be writing a book, and I will put the pictures of the apparitions in my book.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
So to get back to my journey as a healer, so I became a kindergarten teacher. But during that time, I was also interested in metaphysics and healing. So it was probably about 35 years ago that I became a Reiki practitioner, and I also studied with Leonard Orr, who is the founder of Rebirthing Breathwork. And in those days, you know, most people never even knew about that. And then I also took my first yoga class about over 40 years ago, and then also lived in a yoga ashram and studied yoga, became a yoga teacher. And all of that happened before I... Well, while I was a teacher. And then I decided I wanted to go back and get my master's degree in counseling. So I have also been a psychotherapist for 30 years. So I've been a healer and a psychotherapist for 30 years.
Wow. What a great package.
Yes, yes.
Did you do your yoga training in India or in America?
No, I did it. I was living, I'm from the East Coast. I grew up in New York. So I was exposed to a lot of things at a very young age. I lived in Queens, but I was not far from Manhattan. And I used to go to yoga centers there. And then when I finished graduate school, I did live in an ashram for a year at Kripalu Yoga Center, which is a very big yoga center in Massachusetts. And so I was there for about a year or so, and then I left there, and then I started my private practice as a healer and a therapist. And then about, it was probably about 15 years ago that I reconnected with Mother Mary, because I had left my Catholic religion, oh, it was probably about 19 years old. But I kept what was meaningful to me. I always love the Blessed Mother and Jesus, and you know, my Catholic religion is where I learned about saints and angels.
Me too.
And,
I love that.
Yes, and but I got away from it because I lived in a yoga ashram. I became interested in the Indian saints and had profound energy transmissions from, you know, Mother Meera, Amici, Sai Baba. Just in my own personal life, I mean, they came to me and gave me profound energy transmissions. And I also studied Buddhist meditation. So my spirituality became very eclectic. Mm-hmm. And then it was about 15 years ago.
Sounds
that
more
Mother
like
Mary,
a weaving than eclectic. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's weaving.
Yeah. Yes, it was a weaving. And I feel I was guided in my life step by step to be exposed to the top teachers in the field of energy healing, psychology, yoga. I mean, everything that I did, I studied with the people who were very, very famous. I went to the Barbara Brennan School. After I got my master's in counseling, I went to the Barbara Brennan School of Healing, which is a 4-year school of healing where we work with the energy field and the chakras. Barbara Brennan's very famous. She wrote a book called Hands of Light.
Mm-hmm, which I have.
And then, yes, and then, and I also teach a course on that. But then it was about 15 years ago that Mother Mary actually came to me. And she asked me, I was just praying, meditating, and she asked me to merge with her and become one of her channels and one of her embodiments. And what that means to be an embodiment is that she actually uses my body when I channel her to bring through her healing energy and her love to people. So whether it's in a large group event, which I do a lot of very large group events, or whether it's a personal one-on-one session, I actually, it's like I become her. I go into a state of bliss, and her energy comes into me. It's like a hand in a glove. And I feel this enormous love and compassion, and I'm just a very open vehicle and channel for her to be inside of me. It's the only way I can describe it.
Wow.
And when I do the group channelings, for instance, you know, everyone is seated and situated before I come in the room, and people will say that they definitely feel a presence when I come in the room. They feel her presence.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Mother Mary has many titles. Catholics have a bazillion titles for her. You know, she's the Blessed Mother. She's the Queen of the Angels, Queen of Heaven, Queen of Peace, because these are the energies that she works with and she brings. She's also called Our Lady of Guadalupe, Our Lady of Lourdes. And whenever we hear her called Our Lady of a certain place, that means that she has appeared there,
mm-hmm.
and people have had seen her apparitions, and that there have been many miraculous healings that have occurred in these places. She's also called Mother of the Roses. Roses are her flower. And very often during the group events or even in the personal sessions, people smell roses. And I purposely do not wear any rose oil. I don't have any roses there. It's just a beautiful, because I want people to have the direct experience of Mother's essence. And also, Mary sings through me, and it is this very otherworldly singing. And the singing has the effect of really dramatically opening the heart. And of course, that's different with each person. But if our listeners go to my website, you will see beautiful, beautiful testimonials of people's experiences, mainly with private sessions, but also with the group sessions. And you will, people also receive this energy long distance. I would say I do 50% of my sessions are long distance, and the same energy and the same healing comes through, the same love.
Wow.
So
you must have a lot of benefits channeling her. You must have.
Well, I absolutely do. It is such a gift to me. I am so happy every time I can do a channeling, because it just puts me in this incredible place of bliss. And I wish I could bottle it and give it to everyone.
You're the living bottle. I actually want to ask you one more question. Also, having been raised Catholic, also loving the Blessed Mother, as I called her, she was known for intercession, and I thought our listeners would like to hear a description of that word. What does that mean, and how does that impact us?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I want to, this brings me to something else that I really wanted to share about Mary. The National Geographic of 2015, I think it was a December issue, has a picture of Mary on the cover. And there's a caption that reads, "Mary, the most powerful woman in the world."
Mm-hmm.
And what is this power? This power is her incredible, unconditional, divine mother love. And the article actually is about how people from all over the world flock to these Marian sites to receive Mary's intercession and her healing. Now, of course, you don't have to do that. You can receive her healing anytime, any place. But she has endeared herself as the universal mother. Even when people come to my channelings, whether it's a group event or a one-on-one session, many people will say, you know, I wasn't raised Catholic, but when I heard about your channelings, something in me wanted me to come. And what happens is that people's hearts open and people have these profound healings. And there are people who have told me it's the most love they've ever felt. And some of those people who did not have a good relationship with their mothers. So it's kind of like Mother Mary becomes this new mother figure for them. And they really get to experience that divine mother love.
Is the intercession actually an experience of her making it easier for us to bridge various levels of our own consciousness or healing our past? Or that word
absolutely
obviously fascinates
absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. And I really want to speak also about the power of prayer. You know, prayer is raising our own divine essence, our, you know, higher self, our being, to connect with these beautiful beings of light, whether it's Mother Mary or Jesus or Buddha or whomever. And what happens is there's this beautiful energy link that occurs. And it doesn't matter how you pray. The most important thing is to be authentic and use your own words, or you can use prayers that you've heard. You can sing, you can dance, you can chant, you can move. There's so many ways to connect. Mary is known as known for her intercession. And what that means also is that she will help us, as you have, I think you actually put it very well. She will help us open our hearts so that we can receive what it is that we are asking for. Now, sometimes people tell me they pray and they're disappointed because they didn't get what they asked for. And what I tell them is sometimes, in God's great wisdom, our prayers are always answered, but they may not come in the form that we were looking for. And look at my childhood prayer. It was 40-something years later, 50 years later, that my prayer was answered. If that prayer for Mother Mary to appear to me through her statue when I was 7 years old, I would not have been ready for that. Mm-hmm. It may have freaked me out even, you know. So our prayers are answered in divine order and in a way that will always serve our highest good. And that is a very beautiful prayer, to pray for the highest good of ourselves or for someone else. You know, we may pray for someone who's very, very ill, and they may make their transition. They may cross over. That may have been what was for their highest good. We don't know the larger picture of another person's life sometimes, or the larger picture of a situation. So it's not that our prayers are not heard and answered, but there's a bigger picture and a greater wisdom sometimes than what we are aware of.
Yeah, you worked in hospice as well, didn't you? I often think that
I did. Yes,
healing mm-hmm. can include transiting, can't it?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was a great honor for me to work with hospice. I had a beautiful experience with a woman, very sweet woman. I didn't know that she was so close to crossing over either. But we were talking about angels, and she loved the conversation. And I wasn't even going to go see her that day, but it just turned out that I went. And she was so happy to have this conversation. And then she asked me about Mary and different spiritual topics. So we had a beautiful conversation. And she passed away 2 days later. And I've had also an experience with people coming to see me for healing work. And they were actually, they were actually in their transition of passing over. But so what the healing was really was, I knew that they were not going to be healed of their disease. I knew that. But the healing was to help them in their transition. Mm-hmm. And there was a woman who came to me with very advanced lung cancer, and she passed away about a week later, and her daughter sent me the most beautiful letter, which is in the testimonials under my healing work on my website. But she said her mother talked about that session so many times in that week and how much it meant to her and how important it was for her to come and see me. So, and I know that I was sort of, the family was kind of looking at me as their last hope, you know, for their mother. But, you know, it's in God's hands, and we can just do so much. You know, we give our best, and then it is up to the higher self of the individual and God, and that's...
But that's, I believe what I just keep learning is that sometimes healing is passing, and that's something
yes.
that more and more people are saying. Isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, there are always so many. I have had a beautiful encounter with my mother. You know, really not. Well, I wanted to talk more about Mary and opening the heart, but I will just share this encounter with my mother. I was very close with my mother. And when she passed away, I was sad, and I had my grieving that I went through. But on the day that she passed away, I was alone, and my sister called me to tell me, and I tuned into my mother, and in the midst of my grief, I felt this beautiful, beautiful white healing light coming through my crown chakra and moving through me, and then I saw my mother radiant like she was on her wedding day. And my father had passed away 13 years before that, and I saw him with her, and I witnessed their beautiful reunion.
Aww.
And it was so profound and such a blessing to me. And then a week later, when I came back from her funeral, I was very sad, and I was in bed, Anyway, my mother came to me, and my mother actually gave me these amazing energy transferences that were profound.
Oh.
And she said to me, you know, we've always been kindred spirits.
Oh,
So
that's
I just
very
pass that on to
beautiful.
people that, you know, a death is really a new beginning. And there's so many encounters also that people share of their near-death experiences. So, you know, it's sad we will miss that person because we will not see them again in their physical form. But the relationship very often can be even better.
It's funny, I have a quick story. My father was 93, and we knew he would pass. And he'd been an optometrist, right? And he didn't think very much of the fact that I'm an intuitive. But anyway, we talked about the possibility of him passing. And then when he passed, I was 4 hours away, and I watched his whole process, and I watched him go through a tunnel. I watched it and I was just fixated going, I wonder if this is really happening. Well, I got a call right at the end of it knowing it had happened. But he kept, this is, I think, fun and funny, because my dad was very fun and very funny and really bright. Anyway, he kept coming and saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I finally said, Dad, why are you saying thank you? And he said, you told me to keep my eyes open. I did. And it's so beautiful.
Oh.
Isn't that a nice story?
That's wonderful. Yes.
Especially That's for wonderful. An optometrist, right?
That's a great story. That's beautiful.
Anyway, so maybe keep going. I love what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, I have one more healing story from my own life that I'd like to share. I have, a number of years ago, some friends brought me to a Russian Orthodox church because they had an icon there. And I'd never been to a Russian Orthodox church before, but they had an icon of Mary. And an icon is a painting of Mary and Jesus, or it can be saints of their religion. Anyway, the icon was streaming rose oil, and it was continuously streaming rose oil and myrrh, and the whole church smelled like roses.
Wow, that's
it was
amazing.
It was amazing, and there was so much rose oil streaming from the painting that the priest went around with the painting, and there were probably about 100 people in the church, and they all cupped their hands. And the priest poured a few drops of rose oil in everyone's hands.
Wow, what a
and
gift.
They actually had about 30 pages of testimonials of miraculous healings from this rose oil, like, you know, brain tumors and really very serious problems. So when we were there, they had a store, and I bought a replica of an icon, and I had it blessed with the rose oil from the original icon. And I brought it back to my friend's home where I was staying in upstate New York. And the next morning, when I went downstairs, my friend's whole dining room smelled like roses.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
And she came, yes, and she came in. We both smelled it. There's also a testimonial about this on my website. And we were just... So we felt so blessed. It was so beautiful. And then a day or so later, my icon was streaming the rose oil.
Oh, my.
And it only lasted for a few days. But when I do my group events or even the private sessions when people come in person, I bring the icon so that they can, you know, people hear about these miracles. But sometimes if you don't hear it firsthand from someone, you wonder, or you wonder, people wonder, well, can this happen for me? And absolutely. You know, we are all beloved. We are all beloved. We are all special in God's eyes and with Mary. And we all have this ability to bring these miracles and this love into our lives.
Oh, it's wonderful. Well, can we call it in?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely, we can call it in. And, you know, also, there are little miracles that occur in our lives that we don't necessarily always notice. But we are so blessed. We are so blessed.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to just, we were talking about the balancing out of the feminine. I was going to say it's so nurturing to know that we have this beautiful consciousness realm that can come and lift us and do intercession when things are too tough, and or even if they're not tough, you just want to grow, right?
Yes, and this intercession and this prayer, praying brings me into one of Mary's one of her teachings that is very important, and that is releasing the illusion of separation.
Oh, wonderful.
And prayer and intercession are one of the best ways to do this.
Is intercession simply Mary's presence lifting someone out of an illness? Is it helping us out of rage and anger? What is intercession exactly?
Well, intercession is where she intervenes in our lives to help us. Simply, it's simply that. It's her intercession. And many people, a lot of, particularly, I mean, I'll go back to Catholicism. Many people actually pray more to Mary than any other saint, or even to Jesus or God, because she is so soft. She is so soft and so motherly and so nurturing and so sweet. And I think that's really why people go to her.
And they don't have to be Catholic to be doing that, do they?
Of course not. Of course not. And that is why Mary is coming through so strongly. I mean, I'm certainly not her only channel. And everyone who works as a channel has a kind of a, maybe a little different bent. What Mary has asked me to do is to help people to feel her love, to feel her, and to feel her love. And she, her, and her, so her, one of her greatest teachings is about releasing the illusion of separation and living with an open heart. And what Mary says is, many people are afraid of keeping the heart open because they're afraid that they'll be vulnerable, or they won't be safe, or they won't be protected, or their guard will be down. But Mary says it's the opposite. When our hearts are open, it is our very best protection.
I
Because
believe
when your
that.
heart, yeah, because when your heart is open, you are not in resistance, and everything can come to you. Our heart has a well of wisdom for us. It's our greatest teacher, and it will always guide us to our highest good. And very often, when we are, so when we close our hearts down to protect ourselves, we become disconnected.
We don't even
We're
feel
not
the
only,
self-love.
exactly. So not only are we protecting, trying to protect ourselves from something outside of us, but we don't have access to our own beloved self.
And there's
And
a
very
flow of
often,
love we want to be open to, isn't there?
exactly, that flow of love. And also, when we close our hearts, it's more painful than the situation, the pain of the situation that we're trying to avoid.
Could we beseech you to do a little bit of channeling or bring Mother, the Blessed Mother,
I will,
in?
yes. Yes, I can do that. Absolutely. So, would you like to do that now?
I would like that very much, yes.
Okay, well, I do have a beautiful channeling with Mary. And this is, Mary wants this to be a channeling to help people connect with their hearts and her love. So take a few deep breaths into your heart. To prepare yourself for Mary's love to come to you now. Oh, my most beautiful children of my heart, it is with great joy that I am with you now. And beloved ones, even if you are hearing this channeling at a later time, this energy is coming to you as well. So please open your hearts now, beloved ones, to receive my love. Breathe into your heart and let it become a place that is so familiar to you, so familiar to you. A place where you know that you are home. Feel yourself at this very moment at home in your heart, where there is nothing to do, nothing to be concerned about, knowing that you are being held in my arms. And in the arms of your own heart, in your beautiful sacred chamber of love. Please feel this now, beloved ones. Feel the beauty of your own heart. This is a place where you go to find comfort, to find rest and peace, where you know that you are safe, where you know that you are loved and you are understood, where nothing can harm you, where nothing can shake your world, because you are secure. In the beautiful arms of your own heart. It is your place of safe refuge. A place to just settle in cozy, nurtured, and understood. It is a place where you know yourself so well. Where you embrace yourself in the beauty of your own being. In your essence of love and light. And now, beloved ones, I am going to send my rose light of love into your heart. And as I send this rose light of love into your heart, I'm going to sing for you. Now, please receive my love. Sweet ones, feel my love. And now, as my love circulates your heart, it also begins to flow into every cell of your body. Every part of you is feeling my love flowing through you. Feel this love. And it is as if every cell in your body is singing a love song to you. Feel the love, beloved ones. Feel my healing energy. Embracing your being in your fullness, in your beauty, in your essence of love and light. And now, sweet ones, breathe once again into your heart and let it expand. Feeling your entire being being cleared and held in love and the beauty of your own heart. Bringing yourself into a place of divine surrender, where you release and let go of any pain that you may be holding in your heart. Let it go, beloved ones, and let it be released into my arms. For we are of one heart. I am in your heart as you are in my heart. I know the pain that you carry, beloved one. So please give it to me now. This is a form of my intercession for you. And now, beloved ones, imagine in your heart a rosebud that is just beginning to open one petal at a time. And as it opens, it is the most beautiful rose that you have ever seen. And this is where you carry me, in the rose of your heart. This is where I am always with you. And now, sweet one, I invite you to come and sit with me in the rose of your heart. Place your head on my shoulder and let me rock you in my arms as I sing for you once again. Beloved one, remember that I am always with you and that I walk with you all the days of your life, arm in arm, heart in heart. And I bid you now, beloved ones, be at peace. And thank you for being with me. I love you greatly.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
How profound, how beautiful, how loving. Wow. So let's, we'll have to sign off because we're running out of time, but I want you to tell people how to get hold of you and something about what they can call for, personal sessions, spiritual counseling, healings.
Yes. So my website is my name. It's www.ChristinaMariaKramer.com. ChristinaMariaKramer.com. And actually right now, in honor of Valentine's Day, I am offering a 30% discount on the sessions with Mother Mary.
Oh, wow. Wonderful.
And yes, and that offer goes till February 20th. However, this goes on to a podcast. Is that right, Veronica?
Yes, it does.
So if you hear the podcast after February 20th, I will still honor that discount for you. The sessions are profound, and the singing, I'm not sure how it sounds over the phone. It may sound distorted. It's not the same as when you hear it in person, but you still get Mary's energy. And I do many, many sessions over the phone. So please do read about the testimonials on my website. And the healing sessions are also profound. You can read about all of that on my website as well. And many people do a series of sessions with Mary because the work with Mary goes so deep. And she will work with your pain. She will work with any shadow situations. You know, it's not just always about, well, it is always about the heart and love. But you can bring any situation to her, and she will help you. And then I do the Barbara Brennan healing, Reiki. Those I do long distance. Or if you can come in person, the rebirth and breath work is amazing. And I also have an offer on my counseling sessions. The more sessions you do, you know, the greater depth of work we can do together, and the greater discount you get on the sessions. So please, I have a beautiful website. My website is all divine feminine. And many people say that they have felt healed just going to the website.
Wonderful. What a gift.
So thank you so much, Veronica, for offering me this beautiful opportunity to share about my work and the beautiful energy of Mother Mary. She is there for everyone.
Thank you so much, Christina, and thank you so much, Mother Mary. And what a gift your website is with its beautiful healings through channelings, songs by Mother Mary, or packages for self-development on divine light mastery, receiving prosperity, and the powers of prayer for miracles. And thanks, everyone, for listening to Paradigm Shifters. I love meeting people like Christina and Mother Mary, and I know we're deeply touched with human evolution. What a wonderful, wonderful discussion. Thank you. Many blessings.